que yo. Que si es que ONE, que PP.
Hello, this is WAVIJ, Waterford, Michigan. CQ from WATN.
WAVIJ from November 8th, Tango Mike Papa.
November 8th, Tango. Is it Tango Mike Papa? Did I get that right? This is EIJ. My name is Greg Golf from Eliko Golf. Thanks for coming back to me.
I'm here as JG of Alpha Yankee, and that's correct on the call. November 8th, Tango Mike Golf. Tango Mike Papa. I'm located here in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, so for some reason my ears were playing a trick on me. You say your name was Jason. I got a copy of your number down. I put you in my contact list. I'm operating a Motorola XBR5550, so that has to be done manually through their software. Over.
Okay, the name here is Jay Juliet Alpha Yankee. And I'm just running the VTEC 6x2, running here at high power. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make the repeater here in the house. I wasn't sure if I was going to need to switch over to my hotspot, but it does sound like I'm making it.
Okay, Jay. Well, you sound good. Good audio, everything. There's no, I guess, a couple pixelation or whatever it is. But can you tell me a little bit more about that radio? I think it's an HT. And who manufactured that HT? Thank you, Jake.
VTEC. A VTEC 6x2. I did not get the pro version. This is just a 6x2, just a little HT. It looks exactly like an Anytone 878. Everything's the same on it. Everything's the same. So it just says VTEC on it, but other than that, it's an Anytone 878.
Well, it's performing quite well for you, and I was wondering what kind of software did you use to program it? Were you able to do that, or did you have to manually do it? I can't imagine manually doing it, because you got to get in all the talk groups and all the settings in correctly. I use the Motorola software. I haven't done any programming recently, so there's no need for it. We lost the repeaters in the area there over the year, and the haven't been on the internet for over a year and a half, so you can't get on them. But I like this system because they keep it simple.
VTEC's got their own software for this, so it was pretty easy to program and just download, you know, the stuff I need from Repeater Book and some other various places and upload it. So it's not bad to do. So yeah, I don't get on. I monitor this a lot. I don't really talk on this one. I'm pretty much through my hotspot, either on TGIF or Brandmeister. Those are the two main ones, a little free DMR here. But, yeah, Stateway 1 is really nice. I got to get on here a little bit more. So I got my tech license back in the early 90s, and I'm just going to start studying for my general. And I just received my Zygu G90 yesterday and hooked that thing up and was tooling around and listening. Tried to make one contact on 10 meters, but the guy in California didn't hear me, so maybe conditions weren't too good last night. But I got to get my general so I can operate on all the other bands. This is NHTMP.
NHTMP, WATIJ. Well, very good. I'm glad you're pursuing that, and welcome back to the hobby, or at least part of it of upgrading and such. I got my license in 1997, tech license, and I had it for probably a year and a half, and I decided I wanted to get on HF. In order to get on HF, I had to learn Morse code, which to me was somewhat of an interest, so I ended up going with Gordon West's program. Started with their 5-word-a-minute and went from there. MFK Company, which is out of business now, they sold a code tutor, and that was really very, very helpful to get me over some of the hurdles in learning. But I have to admit, Gordon West is a very good teacher. He knew exactly where I was at. He knew exactly where I was at, and I once I understood that, I knew that I could learn it, and I did, and I really enjoyed using that And I went on to get my, I think I went on to get my, eventually get my general, and finally I went and got my my extra, probably a year and a half, 2 years later. Over.
I'll leave a little break in there in case anybody wanted to jump in. Yeah, when I got my tech back in the early 90s, you know, HF was never, you know, in my wheelhouse right there. I didn't, wasn't interested in it in that, but, you know, lately I've been, you know, watching a lot of YouTube videos on parks on the air, so that piqued my interest. I thought that was really neat to do. Because I do like going out to the parks. I do photography on the side, so I like going out and, you know, taking pictures. So I thought the G90 would be a good one to get started with. I mean, it's relatively cheap versus some of the other radios. I'm sure the other Icons and Yeezys and that are probably a little better performers, but this will do right now for me. So I'm excited to get on there and play and see what kind of contacts I can make and that. So, all right, Greg, it's been a pleasure. I'm actually here at my home office, and I just got a Teams message here. So I do IT work, so I got to respond to this. So I'm going to make this my 73, but thanks for the contact, and I have to jump on here some more. So WAVIJ, this is NATMP. I'll send it back to you for a final, 73.
Okay, Jay. When you mentioned IT, I thought of a friend of mine whose wife was in IT. She was laid off and has been struggling to get a job, and I haven't found it if she ever did get another job. But that seems to be the case. I do appreciate you coming back to me, and enjoy the rest of your day, and hope to chat with you again. I don't hear a lot of people on here. I took a chance. I try to get on here every day and call. And for the last 2 days, I've managed to stumble across somebody. So I do appreciate you coming back to me. November 8, Tango Mike, Papa, Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet, Waterford, Michigan, where there's lots of lakes, ponds, a river, and streams. 73.
73, yeah, and if I'm able to and I hear you again, I will definitely jump on here some more. 73, NATMP.
This is NARWF, testing. This is NARWF, requesting a radio check from anyone on frequency, please.
KCAKGONATPP. 51 Mobile. Mr. Tom, KCAKGO, you around? NATPP.
Here's Alpha F8, Whiskey, let's have your phone heights monitoring.
KCAKGONATPP. Tom, NATPP, TF8F.
What up, stranger? You going to the breakfast club in the morning?
Yeah, I'd like to, but my wife won't be back from the hospital from her shift, so I won't be able to. It will not be free, so. I like to go because, you know, Jack will have his call sign by tomorrow, and I'm sure everybody's going to be excited for him.
Yeah, there you go. I was working on trying to figure out this code plug for, well, both myself and Tom. Just, you know, they've got this roaming feature on these Motorola DMRs, and I'm trying to cram it all into one channel, and I'm close. But for some reason, it says I'm on channel 51, which is working, but it shouldn't be on channel 51. It should be on some other channel. But I have no clue what I'm doing. I'll figure it out. I'm glad you answered. That was nice.
Yeah, how is my signal into the repeater? Am I cutting out at all?
Typical Wally story. You're kind of loud. But like I said, I'm just... do you have a way of backing it off electronically? Are you doing this through the hotspot, or are you on a regular radio?
I'm on an Alance HD2. If I'm too loud, then my mic gain might be up too high. I can change it.
Go ahead. I'll wait for you.
All right. I put the mic gain down to zero. It was +5 before.
Does it have a zero on it? Can you bring it negative two or three? Or I'll tell you what, I'll call you on the bat phone and you can hear yourself. How's that sound?
Yeah, it's fine. Right, see if he does. Testing zero. See if he does. Testing negative two. This is KFDS testing. Negative two here. All right. KFDS testing negative four. All righty. This is a test with negative four. Will I get a whisper into this thing?
Hey, is there anybody else around that can compare us to? Hello, it's me, NAKPP. NAKPP.